بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The sublime conduct of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as trade and transactions are concerned. Earning halal sustenance is an obligation. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, earning halal sustenance is fard, obligatory, after discharging other fara'id actions. Note, earning halal sustenance is compulsory upon man so that he does not remain in need of others. However, it is not an obligation that overrides other important obligations such as salah, etc. This makes it evident that a Muslim is engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even while tending to his business. Earning is a means to an end and not an object in itself. Hence, it should not deter one from his goal of attaining the high stages of the hereafter. As far as trade and business is concerned, two critically important factors should always be borne in mind. Number one, the earnings must be halal. Number two, it should not deter one from the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or make a person negligent of the hereafter. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala likes to see his servants exerting himself in search for halal sustenance. Note the frustration and anxiety experienced in search of halal sustenance is loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Obviously, a believer would exert himself due to the need. His exertion is not for the sake of amassing wealth, as his objective in life is but different. A narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that earning halal sustenance is a form of jihad. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك